This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Where does it come from, the material of the beautiful? And how aligned or skewed toward discord, how reasoned with ardor and risk, how little or much design or dumbfound, how can we know? Grave, heavenly, like the illumined face of a god rubbed from stone, these breaths so wholly numbered and numinous.
That's New Hampshire poet laureate Alice Fogle reading from Aria. It's the first and last poem from Interval, poems based on Johann Sebastian Bach's Goldberg Variations, which we're listening to right now.
When I listen to music, I feel like it is an embodiment of spirit. And even though it's a mathematical structure on the page of intervals and durations, we react to it, respond to it in almost a spiritual or certainly an emotional way. And I think that is what life is about too. We have this body, a structure, but we feel we are more than that. That's really behind where this whole book came from.
Bach's work was first published in 1741 and consists of an aria and 30 variations made up of 32 measures each, a sampler of Western dance music enjoyed during his time. Fogle borrows that structure and works within those constraints to invent 30 poems of 32 lines each. The voice and form of each one changes, inspired by Bach's variations in mood and key and tempo.
Bach's music is in voices. That's what fugues and canons are. They're layers of voices. So that said to me, let's make each of these poems be in a different voice, of a different character, in a kind of a threshold state of life, which would somehow evoke the sense of embodiment of spirit. So I began to channel or imagine different characters.
Here is variation number 7, Girl.
Just because your mother wouldn't talk about it and her mother slapped her face, and who knows what all the mothers did before that, cover them with earth and wine, chant hymns to the goddess. If I ever have a daughter, here's all I'm going to do. Say, that's nice, honey, or you go, girl, or whatever is hip when she's 13, and let her pierce anything she wants.
Alice Fogle studied classical music, and she also worked in the theater as a costume designer. I asked her how she approached that somewhat theatrical transformation into the voice of another.
I definitely felt that I was writing fiction, which was very new for me. I never was a narrative poet. I never talked very much about myself. So being able to pretend that I was these other people was really fun and different for me.
I found myself reading these poems looking for, where's Alice Fogle in here?
Oh, I've snuck myself in there, here and there.
Fogle's poems play with layers of identity and the shadow selves. In variation 18, Baker, Bach's piece, is a canon, a piece of music using two or more instruments or voices starting at different times, like a round. But imagine, like in this piece, instead of waiting for the complete row, row, row your boat verse before jumping in, the second voice launches in after row.
In variation 18, there's only one beat of music between the leader voice and the follower voice. So I felt that the baker was someone who is very close to the work that he does in making and breaking bread every morning. So I brought the two things together. And it does feel like a spiritual kind of work to bake bread, to make bread and incorporate air into this solid and then to eat it. Variation 18, Baker. Always, already, the wheat in the field, hunger, rain, the stalks in the bleeding hand, grain in the mill, chaff on the ground. grain ground until all airs banished, all spaces fill with the lighter, heavier powder of flour.
In the baker's hands at the break of day, wheat becomes flour and combines with yeast and is molded into loaves and baked and broken, with steam rising into the air before being eaten, transformed like musical notes on the page and words that become poems.
I do think that poetry also is an experience of life that is put into language, which is more concrete. So poetry also evokes more than it actually says.
Do you recommend that people read these poems with the music?
Oh, I think everybody should listen to the music. I should say you don't have to know the Bach or listen to the Bach to read the poems. It's a book of poems, which is challenging enough in itself. So people who are not familiar with the Bach should not feel that they wouldn't be able to enter into the poems at all. They helped me write the poems. And I actually wonder if I might offend some people by, if you really love the Bach and you read the poems and you think, why is that poem that? I would definitely want to give you permission to just separate them if you wanted to.
What do you think Bach would think?
I think Bach would get a kick out of it. He was stealing all the time. He was going out to the bars and stealing lines from a song that somebody was humming over their beer, and also popular music, and he was doing what we would now call sampling and incorporating those things into his own work. So I think that kind of idea of stealing or borrowing was really interesting to him, and so he would probably get a kick out of somebody else doing it.
New Hampshire Poet Laureate Alice Fogel. She'll be reading from Interval, her new book of poems based on Bach's Goldberg Variations, at Gibson's Books in Concord on Thursday. The book was recently awarded the Nicholas Schaffner Award for Music and Literature. For more on readings and to hear Alice Fogel read the complete Variation 18 poem Baker, you can go to wordofmouthradio.org. For this segment, we use the solo piano recordings of the Goldberg Variations by Murray Pariah. That gorgeous arrangement for strings features Dmitri Sitkovetsky on violin. And in the spirit of Bach, this is a remix conceived by DJ Spooky and performed by the Telos Ensemble at the Luxembourg Philharmonic.